Hi, Dan Sheridan here telling America's story. This is lesson number 46. So we're going to talk about the legacy of Sir Walter Raleigh. Well, as we've learned in previous lessons, the Raleigh expeditions failed for one reason or another, and he spent a total of what would be the equivalent of over $1 million in today's money. I think it might even be a little bit more than that, but that's just a guesstimate. So eventually, he sold his rights in Virginia to a company of merchants. Now, there wasn't much done over the next few years after the Raleigh expeditions. However, in 1603, Queen Elizabeth died, and then King James I came to the throne. Now, one writer says of King James that he was a droll-looking man without much sense, but puffed up with the idea that he knew enough to teach all the learned men in both kingdoms. Wow, arrogant, huh? I bet you know some people like that, don't you? Well, James was tyrannical, no doubt about it. And on top of that, he's been described as false and cowardly. Now, James wanted to get along with Spain, and there was nobody the Spanish hated more than Sir Walter Raleigh. So, King James arrested Raleigh on a false charge of treason and kept him locked up in the Tower of London for 12 years. Just a horrible tragedy there. Injustice, completely. But, like Joseph in the Old Testament, Raleigh didn't sit idle while in prison. Raleigh kept himself busy writing his wonderful work called History of the World, and it was read by many in those days. Well, by the year 1616, King James needed money, so he let Raleigh out of prison, and he sent him to find gold in Guyana. And the Spanish weren't happy about it, but James paid them no mind because he needed money and he didn't care how he got it. Plus, being the dishonest and corrupt king that he was, he could always blame Raleigh for any problems that arose, so it was a convenient thing for him. Well, meanwhile, Raleigh made it to Guyana, and he ended up in a fight with the Spanish there, and then he returned to England without any gold. So the king brought Raleigh up on the old false charges of treason again and had him beheaded. When Raleigh's head was placed on the chopping block, he said the following words: "This is sharp medicine, but is a sound cure for all diseases." Well, though Raleigh didn't accomplish his task, his efforts kept the spirit of adventure alive in England, and it directed the English toward America. The English were reminded of their claims based on Cabot's discovery, and they acted upon it, all because of Raleigh's activities. Now, Raleigh used to say this regarding Virginia. He said, "I shall yet live to see it an English nation." Well, Raleigh lived just long enough to see it. Now, we can truly say that Raleigh is the father of the English settlements in America. North Carolina justly honored Sir Walter Raleigh by naming their state capital after him in 1792. So when we think of Sir Walter Raleigh, you know, we're used to thinking about the permanent settlements like Jamestown. But Raleigh's efforts were needed for permanent settlements to ever be successful. One more thing about Raleigh in closing. He's the man who introduced tobacco and the potato to England. Now, tobacco became popular in England, and he grew potatoes on his estate near Cork, Ireland. And we know about the importance of the potato to the Irish, and this Irishman can tell you he's thankful for Sir Walter Raleigh. All right, that's all I have time for. This is Dan Sheridan. It's been a pleasure spending this time with you. I really hope you learned something. Until next time, remember this: be good to one another, because we're in this together.